All right, welcome everybody out to our council meeting today. I will go ahead and give a prayer based on the pledge. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the various council members. Pray that the Spirit be with us to guide and direct us in the decisions we make. Thankful for this area of earth to live and call home. And pray that God continue to bless us with the precipitation that we stand in need of. Pray for those who are fighting fires and also serve this area, protect us, bless them. Pray for those who live here and those who visit that their needs will be met. Pray that we will best for also those who live here and those who visit. And we ask for these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. We follow the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so our minutes in our last meeting, so let's send those out. Any discussion on those? I'll entertain motion to approve.
Motion to approve minutes.
Motion by Mike, second by Jerry, all in favor? And for today's agenda, are there any changes, additions? I do want to add, maybe discuss the crosswalk sign on 100 East Center Street. Baseball field team donation. There's nothing else. Entertain a motion to approve that with the additions.
Motion to approve the agenda with the additions.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cherry. All in favor?
Aye.
Public safety siding project progress. We've met a couple weeks. On final inspection, I think everything looks good. The only thing that maybe doesn't look as good, Gene was here with me, is that there's some joints out here that are kind of, they filled them in, they're kind of messy, and if you look at them and understand why, and the brick, you got one rough layer of brick, and it's just not easy to smooth. It's like caulking against a real rough surface. It probably could have been done a little better. Nobody even noticed it. What you're looking for, you noticed?
Yeah.
I mean, especially on that one right there. I talked to Jared, he was like, yeah, we might be able to clean it up, but it just kind of is what it is. Anybody else have any thoughts on it?
It was the same guy that did the caulking, that did the concrete, but that poured it into the bat and made it look horrible. It's the same guy. So,
yeah, we made it messy and fixed the
concrete, cut it out and do it right, yeah. So, yeah, I think it's just that guy, I think.
Jared's great, and he just had, to me, the siding and everything else went by as well. So, I haven't received his final bill yet, but I think it'll be coming.
So, are we wanting to try to get him to come and make that better? Or
I just let someone tell him, I'm okay with it. I mean, as time goes on, it'll kind of fade. I don't know, once we've done, I just don't know how you get off.
Right.
You can pressure wash it, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know how you can undo it or redo it any better, honestly, at this point either. But,
yeah.
I'm going to get this done.
Right, Mike. Any other thoughts? Let me tell them. I'm okay with it.
I don't mind me.
So do you want me to take that off the agenda? Are we done?
Let's leave it on one more time, just in case. They haven't submitted that final bill yet. So
okay.
Yeah, that's what we want more time. Shuttle master design. I think, did I send that out to the council? Did you get one? He sent it to you.
Yeah, I did. I looked at it.
They're in the car, right?
Yep.
Okay. No, he didn't ask any questions, did he?
I don't remember. I don't know.
I'm not sure what the next steps are.
Okay, right here.
You said review, let me know if you have any questions. accept it. The brick purchase, you guys remember how much that was exactly? For the shell building and kiosk on that side of something there?
Well, that $1,400 for the brick, for the rock.
Yeah, because it's like the labor was like $700, I think. Wasn't it? I thought the labor was $700 something.
Brick purchase $740.88. I think the labor was like $1,500.
Yeah. Maybe,
maybe add it back.
We just brick purchase. We brought that in. Entertain motion to approve brick purchase $740.88.
I'll make a motion for brick purchase $740.88.
I'll second.
Motion by Mike, who seconded
it? I can. Jerry.
Second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Town remodel project. I know you're here. Drone got it.
Yeah, I still don't have an update yet on it, so hopefully this next week.
I think when he was here, when we talked to him a week or two ago, I said they're getting close. Okay, item B, approval of the huddle purchase. This is the one we talked about, I think, back in January, that the annual bill would be coming due.
And this is the one for all sports, but
I don't have that now.
You got like zero.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to do a credit card.
Yeah.
Did I forward that to you?
I did, but I might have got rid of it.
$7,042.75. So previously we spent about $4,000. That was just for the girls and boys basketball. So this also includes the camera, the streaming, and also volleyball.
And
wrestling. I thought it was wrestling too.
It can go baseball. Does baseball. Yeah, that's everything. And they can stream anything else they want, like any events, graduation, anything they want to.
Any discussion on that? No, I'm going to go through that. Jerry, second to Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I'll take care of that on the card. I need to figure out how to get that money to pay for that. Usually send me a link. What's that name? Jerry sent that. You still want to say, I didn't kid me. Oh, yeah. I'm about to call it.
Actually, we went to the system that went from us that has to go to the administration.
Cemetery plotting, so last meeting we discussed this. So once we got the proposal, you know, decided how many sections we could do, we decided to do it all. And that came back. So basically the service of scope of work is to set monuments at the remaining 15 block corners, estimated 61 monuments is the little capstones or whatever they are. Jones and Mill Engineering will work to complete the above scope of work in a reasonable timely manner according to the project funding needs. Foregoing scope of work for services, survey services can be completed on an hourly basis with an estimated fee of $10,000. We put the monuments down, or is that the engineering?
That sounds like just the
yeah, just the engineering.
Right.
I'm looking over the.
Did you spend that on?
I think so.
On
scope of the work of cleaning services is all the set monuments have been made to the King of Armada. Does that sound right? Then later on, when Skipper's fees, I'm not going to follow up with that. I'll call them after.
They said the surveying was an hourly rate or the setting of monuments. I remember hearing an hourly.
So the needed adjustments to the scope of the work can be concluded for a negotiated lump sum fee or according to the undeveloped standard of the hour. You got paid to number? I'm going to call them real fast.
Call them real fast.
Is he with Jones in the mail?
Yeah.
You have the number? I don't know if I do. I'm going to work. I doubt it.
I'd like to.
Is he the guy that comes here often? Or?
No. Okay, shout out to them, rest in the city, if you get this, you give me a call. Okay, let's table that for a few minutes. Otherwise, I don't know if they have any motion to approve the $10,000, so that includes all the monuments, but that's just, I think, we better.
Can always amend it.
Yeah, for the next. Could change it underneath that dollar. If he less says, no, that's just an engineer, then we gotta, obviously, it's not the full amount, so. Let's hold off on this for a few minutes. Remind me to come back to it. If he doesn't call, okay, Founder Day celebration purchases. So we usually have a couple days ago with Ruby's, we do the Founder Day celebration in conjunction with their kind of employee party. Anybody from Floyd, anybody else wants to come is welcome. We'll be at Ebenezer. They're going to do, we used to cover food costs, and they didn't, there wasn't an increase on it, was it? I mean, I think we did.
I thought it was pretty simple.
Yeah, they're going to smoke some
chicken.
What is it?
Chicken. What's chicken?
Chicken.
Chicken legs.
Chicken. Anyway, we usually contribute to that by paying for the food and get the bounce out houses. Again, not here, but that's usually $1,200, maybe.
Something like that, seems like.
Is that it?
And drinks, I guess.
And drinks, yeah.
And drinks.
That is all on
14.
August 14th?
Yeah.
August 14th, on a Thursday. Thursday.
It's like 11:30.
Is that what I got? So, they didn't necessarily ask for help to serve food or anything, or should anyone just ask if any help to just carry some garbage or that or anything for us, we didn't say too much. Any other discussion on it? No, I'll entertain a motion to supply that. The patient's food, the drinks, and the bounce houses.
We'll make a motion to approve the purchase of the food and bounce houses and drinks for the Founder's Day party. Not to exceed
$5,000. Yeah. Motion by Mike, second by Jerry, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Crosswalk signs, I don't know if you can see. Fred asked me the other day, Ruby's put up a new sign over there, kind of by BVL, that crosswalk sign, which the the BDL sign up behind the truck. To me, it looks okay, but according to Ruby, that crosswalk sign was blocking that sign. Not blocking it, but they.
For whatever reason, I have it.
So they want the crosswalk sign?
No, I don't want to move. I guess they're going to swap it or lower it. But to me, I mean, you're sitting on here, and I hate that crosswalk because you got one here and you got one here.
I have to look at it.
It's fine with me. I'm just saying I couldn't see where it was walking. I drove along the whole thing. Well, you got a sign here and here, and you come in from here, so the sign's here, and as you drive over, it goes like this, and then it's never.
Did you get in Fred's little Bobcat and drive by it?
It's in Rangers.
Oh, well, it might be an interesting
lot. But if we, I think they asked if we could lower it, right? First of all, that's all they suggested. So it would be, if we lower it, it's still going to be in direct line side of the lodge office. Because it'll be,
that's pretty high, that new sign. So it'll be more like it.
Do we have to have two crosswalks there? You have the one further back. What if we just avoid? Would we just move away from them?
What we've got is both directions. So you see it from.
I'm just meaning because you have the two crosswalks there already. Just go away from that one right on the edge. And just have everyone funnel down to the main one.
You don't see a crosswalk across the intersection going this way, and so they can go that way.
Yeah.
I totally agree. It's the same thing. We got two crosswalks at the intersection. You got a crosswalk that goes from no sidewalk to no sidewalk. And then we have a crosswalk.
Well, the reality is most of the people kind of cut across the middle of the road anyway.
Because there's no where the crosswalk is.
There's no sidewalk.
But if you lower that, unless you put it on the ground, it will be the same height as the lodge office. I mean, I'm looking at it. If I lower that down here, unless you put it on the ground.
Well, just like if you put it like the other one across the road. It's just lower.
Yeah, I get a picture of that too. I don't really care. I can't make that decision. So. That's the other one.
Those signs, I think, have more to do with directing pedestrians how to get over to the walking path. That was the idea. It's not like out on the highway. Fast moving traffic.
So, we're talking the crosswalk closest to BBL, right? Not the one. So we're talking, because you got the main road there. You got one here, and then you got the road that enters here. We're talking about that second one. I'd just get rid of it. That's my opinion. Just get rid of that second crosswalk because you already have another crosswalk just further down,
okay.
And they just go across whenever they want right there because that's the same way they go to Ebenezer's.
Right.
And I mean, I hardly ever see anyone at that second crosswalk. Mm-hmm. You always see them at the first one because that's where that second road is.
Is that the second one with the sign? I'm just under. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, sure.
The other one doesn't have. Yeah.
I mean, if you look close, you got two crosswalks. So you got the BBL or the Grand Road that goes that way, and you have a crosswalk here and a crosswalk here.
No, I didn't really before I just heard the first and second. Diagonals are going first and second this way or first and second this way?
First and second.
Yeah, so the first.
I'm talking about east and west side.
Yeah.
It's the east side and west side.
Yeah, the west. I'm number one in mine was the one I'm thinking of. Number one is on the west, and two would be the east,
okay,
going further towards Ebenezer's.
The
east one is what I'm thinking.
We'll have to put a little paint over it so they're not there anymore. If we eliminate it now. I don't care about that.
I think the easiest thing to do is to lower the sign and cut the pole up.
Steep the pole. Council support that? For now.
Yeah, I think and you can keep directing.
Yeah.
And then they could have sealed the road.
Sounds good to me.
So lower the sign.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Just one across from it.
Yeah.
Look at the lot on across
the short points across from
it. We do not have the box out here. We have the ribs and everything that go through them. You just have to drill the old rib out. Some are bolted. They may bolt it out.
Okay.
Root. Put those up now.
Okay.
And then baseball nomination. Mike also texted me and said that the baseball team, this sounded like more of a high school thing, but they kind of use that baseball field budget. They want to buy a pitching machine. And he said it's a little more than $5,000, but they would like to use the their $5,000 budget to go toward that. Do we need to vote on that, or is this part of the budget?
It's just part of the budget.
Okay. I told Mike that, so I just thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, it's just theirs.
Yeah.
I still think they can use some of the rap tax if they want to apply the rap tax. If you look at like Washington's, they funded a lot of baseball fields down there. And I don't know the specifics. It has to just be the field, if it's equipment. Yeah. Because we buy equipment for the ice rink. So that'll qualify. So I think baseball, track, a lot of those outdoor ones can qualify.
That's a good idea.
Outdoor sports.
Okay. I'll call them as soon as we're done.
But they'll just have to fill out the application.
Okay. I think he said it was like $6,500, so this wouldn't cover it all. So maybe you can apply for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right. Department reports for me. This is Patrick. Kind of finalize this project and got through on Founder's Day. I did receive an email. Basically, I don't know who the head of the national parks, but basically, you were on that email. It said directly to the superintendents of national parks that they should be having partnerships meetings. And, basically, we haven't had it for a long time, but we'll see if that starts back.
That was the main director that sent that.
But I haven't heard a word from Fresh Camp National Park yet. So it's all for me, Eric. Tanner. And I seen you working on those light or the cameras over there. It's like your office.
Yeah, I need to find. I tried to get Andy to come up with pole paddling zone, but he said he's busy for a week or so.
That's okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Gary. Gene?
Now that we've got that rock here, that's the only other thing we've been kind of chasing.
Okay. Mike? Is there anything? Cam?
Check until it verifies inside of that amount. We approved up to $50,000, but inside of that $39,000 is $3,000 that was covered.
portion that was broken up, and
so I'm just going to hang on to it and still approve it, and then
okay, yeah.
Sid's going to try and get that from Tesla, right, from our
equipment. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, if we find out when you meet.
Yes, I'll find out. I sent a message, but there could be some sitting here. I'll look at it after. And I'll make sure that's taken care of before they send it. So, and we may keep that mic and own it and get it.
We shouldn't have a problem because we have that sweep account.
Should be okay.
Yeah.
You're right. And it has to go through Baltimore.
And I think they caught those guys.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay. I'm good for that. But I'll let you all know on that one. So.
But I mean, even if Rubens, I can take those checks in there. Okay. Deliver them where it's at. Okay.
Was Jones and Bill the 9,000? Is that what you want to
call it? So there's three different. Invoices. One was the park.
It's probably the park. This building and the shuttle.
Shuttle building site improvements was $5,365. And then that's supposed to be the final on the siding, $1,200 for this building. Then park master plan, $3,158.
Is there
those personal checks are for coalition stuff.
No other discussion or entertain a motion to approve the warrants?
Motion to approve the warrants.
Second.
Motion by Jerry, second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Our next calendar, our next meeting is July 7th? Mm-hmm. Or August 7th? Mm-hmm. I think, have we let Brooke know that we're just leaving schedule?
I talked to her, I texted her. I haven't heard, actually back from her, but.
Okay.
So, but I did text her that we're going to leave it as is. Second.
We're going to like see my camel too.
Aye.
No business here, so entertain motion to adjourn our LBA meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by camel too.
Aye.
And no executive session, so entertain motion to adjourn our council meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.